Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with a worldwide news update. The White House Wednesday said President Donald Trump has not committed to using U.S. troops for his proposal to redevelop Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East, and that the relocation of Palestinians would be only temporary. The shift comes amid global backlash and the United Nations warning against any form of ethnic cleansing. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
On Tuesday, Trump was asked if he would send American troops to seize Gaza.
As far as Gaza is concerned, we'll do what is necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that. We're going to take over that piece.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt clarified his remarks Wednesday.
But that does not mean boots on the ground in Gaza. It does not mean American taxpayers will be funding this effort. It means Donald Trump, who is the best deal maker on the planet, is going to strike a deal with our partners in the region.
But partners in the region condemn the idea, including Jordan and Egypt, the two neighboring countries Trump is pushing to accept Palestinians. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on how some U.S. aid workers are now living in fear with the dismantling of the organization.
Many USAID workers overseas have been scrambling to pack up their families and belongings after the Trump administration pulled almost all agency staffers off the job worldwide. One USAID contractor working in an often violent region in the Middle East speaks of waking up one morning earlier this week and being blocked from access to government email and other systems. And the person says an emergency panic button app on their smartphone had been wiped off, putting the contractor and family in danger because they weren't able to reach the U.S. government for help if needed. The Trump administration had assured that the U.S. government would bring agency workers home safely within 30 days, but some fear being stranded in the field and left to make their own way back. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is VOA News. China has announced retaliatory tariffs on select American imports and an antitrust investigation into Google just minutes after a sweeping levy on Chinese products imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump took effect. China said it would implement a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products, as well as a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the United States. The tariffs would take effect next Monday. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on protests against the Trump administration across the U.S.
Thousands of demonstrators across the country are protesting the early actions of President Donald Trump's administration. A protest organized online using the hashtag 5051, which stands for 50 protests, 50 states, one day, took place outside the Texas Capitol. And outside a Philadelphia courthouse, demonstrators spoke up about everything from the president's immigration crackdown to his rollback of transgender rights and a proposal to forcibly transfer Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports President Trump's birthright citizenship order has been put on hold by a second federal judge.
A federal judge orders a second temporary pause on President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship for anyone born in the U.S. to someone in the country illegally. U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, appointed by former President Biden, said no court in the country has endorsed the Trump administration's interpretation of the 14th Amendment. This court will not be the first. Trump's birthright citizenship order was already on temporary hold because of a separate suit brought by four states where a judge called it blatantly unconstitutional. The Trump administration asserts children of non-citizens are not subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. and therefore not entitled to citizenship. I'm Julie Walker.
Guatemalan President Bernardo Arevalo has announced that his country will accept migrants from other countries who are being deported from the United States. It is the second deal that the Secretary of State Marco Rubio has reached during his trip to Central America. Under the agreement announced Wednesday by Arevalo, the deportees would be returned to their home countries at U.S. expense. El Salvador announced a similar but broader agreement on Monday, with the president saying that his country would accept U.S. deportees of any nationality that includes American citizens who are imprisoned for violent crimes. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and Rubio have acknowledged the legal uncertainty of this. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.